Well, on Civil Revolt, so far, Los Rages has done nothing but impress the hell out of me. Three bands down with a bunch more to go, and right now I'm talking one of them who's going to be getting on the stage pretty soon. They just put out their new album, Erase Me, their first one with Fearless Records, after just getting back together, and I'm excited to see them for the first time live, and, you know, there's no words to describe it, so let's get to it. Please help me welcome the two members of Under Oath, the leaders, Aaron Gillespie and Spencer Chamberlain. How you guys doing?
Good.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing much better now. I'm hanging with you two.
Living the dream.
Absolutely. You're in the rock scene. Why not?
All right.
So I gotta ask, Under Oath, where did that name come from? And with the O specifically, with the line crossed?
The name...
It's like a high school thing. I don't even really remember. And the O slash was during.
That was a designer.
Chasing Safety?
A designer during Chasing Safety designed a bunch of stuff, and we kept sending it back. No. He was the designer for Tooth & Nail Records, and we kept sending it back. We hate this. And finally, he sent the art for the record, which we love, but there was this slash the O. Every O in the album artwork, and it just kind of became our thing.
It worked for your advantage. It's a good thing for you guys.
Yeah. It's kind of a you know, little iconography kind of image. So it's cool.
Exactly. So what's great about this group is you're both the singers in the band, and Aaron, you also play the drums. Aaron,
I'm really the drummer. Yeah, I sing some. That could be a better thing.
Okay. Do you find it kind of difficult to play drums and sing at the same time? Or
I've been doing it since I was a kid, so I guess it's kind of a little bit of a second nature.
Like riding a bike.
Like
guitar players singing and playing guitar, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm lucky because, you know, like I just said, the drums is the first thing for me in this band, so I don't bite off more than I can chew. You know, I concentrate first on playing the drums, and if there's a vocal part that I need to fill in or something I need to do to color, or, you know, we feel like, you know, that is a part of a band, so, but we don't overdo that, you know.
Well, that's a good thing. You don't want to overdo it, otherwise you'll lose your target audience.
Yeah.
And you lose that whole edge that you have. And Aaron, this is, you've started this group in 97. It's been your baby for 20 plus years. I mean, how does it feel to finally get it all back together after a few years? I guess you could say soul searching.
For Under Oath, in the late '90s, when I started the band with some older guys, none of those guys were in the band, you know. So the band that people know as Under Oath is us six that are here now, which really started in like '03. So other than that, before then we were really just a local band, so there wasn't like a real palpable thing to hold on to. It was like a local band. We were more interested in going to school and working our jobs, you know. And '03 Under Oath started is what you see now. So this has really been, you know, it's about 15 years now. But as far as us getting back together, it feels great. It's something that I never thought would happen, especially making a record. So, yeah.
Well, as the old saying goes, never say never. I mean, look where you are right now. You're at Los Rages. That's a good thing for you. And you just put out your first album in 8 years, and your first one with Fearless Records called Erase Me. What would you say is different in Erase Me? What's different from on this record compared to the other ones that you've done in the past?
It's been 8 years. It's kind of like a reincarnation, but we didn't really go tap into our past. Like, we tried to make what we feel like Under Oath should be now, and looking forward to the future of what it'll be for the next, progressing in the next 10-plus years. It's rock music and where it stands, and where heavy metal and rock and everything in between, whatever the hell you want to call it. It seems like even the music recreated in the early 2000s kind of fell into a rut, and we took a step away, and we came back to where we are now. You know, we didn't try to, like, go back to what we had made 8 years ago before we, you know, it's the last record. We just kind of wanted to make something that made us happy and made us stoked. And I think so a lot has changed. We learned how to work together and listen to each other, which Under Oath never did before. You know, it was always a constant battle and a constant fight between all of us.
So you could say that Under Oath today is a new beast, for a new beginning in a way, right?
I think so. Yeah. I think Unreal for the first time is a healthy working unit. As before, it was six children fighting over ideas, if that makes any sense.
No, I get it. You're trying to incorporate different kind of ideas and new creations into the band. You just couldn't decide really how to sync it all together.
We're just, working together. Like, bands probably always have, but we never had until now.
Well, that's a good thing. And you got some good stuff on here, from The Rapture, which is actually my favorite song. On My Teeth, Bloodlust, I Hate It, Hold Your Breath. Which song would you say was your favorite to work on?
I don't have a favorite that we worked on. I mean, it was such a fun process. I think all of it was pretty awesome.
It's the first record that I think that everyone in the band can say that they like every song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's always... We make records as a band that's democratic, that's a democracy. It's hard, you know, because you end up in a situation where you're all fighting for veto power and et cetera, et cetera. This record, we really listened to each other. We really did it all together, like he was saying. So I think that I love every song, honestly. And I had ample great time.
Yeah, and you could definitely tell in the chemistry from the song. Everybody just meshed really well together.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and of course, Spencer, during your time away from, or in your time with Under Oath in the beginning, like towards before your separation, I guess you could say, you were going through a dark period at your time in your life, right?
Yeah, I think we all were, for sure.
Yeah, and this band has been kind of dubbed in the past as a Christian metal band. Did you always consider yourself a Christian metal group, or was that just thrown in there?
I think we did we identified as that for 6, 7 years, something like that. It was something that we started all on the same page as, and it was part of our identity. And as time went on, I feel like we kind of started to distance from each other because we were all going through different things and questioning different things, but didn't want to talk about it. That's not what Christian bands can do. So we eventually lifted that label, which is what allowed the band to be healthy. We're allowed to communicate and talk and help each other without all that stigma around everything, because there was a point in time where if someone didn't believe exactly what you believe, the band would have to go home. And I think we got to the point where a lot of guys in the band were going through things and feeling certain ways and didn't want to talk about it because we didn't want it to end. So us lifting that veil off of what Under Oath is, it's just a band. It shouldn't just be music. Shouldn't have labels like that, I don't think, because it, kind of defeats the purpose of it being universal.
It should be about the message that songs give out.
It should be about the music, about how you connect to it, what it does for you as an individual. It should be.
Yeah. What it means to you could mean something else to somebody else, and that's what it's all about.
I mean, even the fact that even Maynard is here, like, I don't care what Maynard believes in his spare time. I believe in a lot of those songs, and a lot of those songs have touched me. I don't need to know what religion practices. It's of no importance to me, because it's about music. It's not about creed.
Yeah, I agree with you. When I first became a Christian, I kind of was uptight, and I was like reading the Bible, like taking things, like really trying to interpret things. But as the years go on, I'm still a practicing Christian, but as the years go on, I kind of started to just tone it down a little and really just look at the bigger picture of things and remember that Christ was all about love and not pointing the finger and be like, shame you and all that, because I don't think that's what it's supposed to be, especially in music.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is the right step for you guys, in my opinion.
I mean, for us, it's the only way to exist. It's like, if we would have kept the labels around our band, we wouldn't have been able to get back together, because it's not fair for a group of friends to tell, it's like, it's just like anyone who listens to music and hangs out with the same five people all the time. It's not fair to tell them what they have to believe in. What if one of them's a Muslim, or one of them is a Jew, or one of them's a Christian, or one of them's an atheist? It shouldn't matter. You should still be able to coexist. So to put that on a band is really unfair for me to tell him, or him to tell me, we have to have the same religious belief, or we can't hang out, or we can't play music together.
I I don't necessarily believe that.
I think it's really unfair for us as a band to have to have the exact same creed in order to make music together. So I think it's the only way we could exist.
Yeah. And during your time, you also started a new project called Sleepwave.
Yeah, I did that for a little while in between breaking up and getting back together.
Yeah, with Stephen Bowman.
Yeah.
Is that project still happening, or is it kind of taking a back burner or back seat for a little bit?
Well, Unroof is my number one. You know, this is my family. So, I haven't done anything with that in quite some time.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not saying that it'll never happen again, but as of now, Unroof is my full attention. You know, I'm satisfied for the first time. You know, like Aaron said, we all love these songs, which has never happened for me before. I used to need to seek other means of expressing myself because Under Oath kind of left me feeling empty. And now I feel like the most proud of myself and my friends to where I don't feel that urge right now.
Well, that's a good feel. That's a good feeling. And Erase Me is the first, like I said before, it's the first album to be released from Fearless Records. And you guys have always had been with Rise Records for so many years.
Tooth and Nail.
Tooth and Nail. I'm sorry. I get them confused.
It's okay.
But what made you want to go with Fearless Records now and not go back to Tooth?
I always needed a new place to kind of create. You know, I think that you do the same thing for so long and it becomes stagnated a little bit, you know. There's many, 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 many music industry boring business reasons, but I think the biggest reason is we need a new place to create people that would
be excited
about what we want to do. When we started making this record, we didn't know what it would sound like. You know,
she kind of wakes back up.
We needed a new home and a new place to be able to create. You know, so that's the short answer.
Okay, and then you felt like the Fearless can give you that.
They're fans of our music, you know, which is these days in the industry to have people that care about what you do is like
it's really important.
Really important, man.
Oh, I agree.
Because music doesn't sell anymore. So if you want someone to help push your craft forward, your art forward, you need to really care.
Believe in it.
Because we believe in this shit, you know. So and you need your partner to believe in it too, you know, when it comes to a label. So.
And it's Concord as well. Concord Fearless, and Concord is a massive company that has means that Tooth & Nail did not have.
That's pretty special. Concord is the largest independent label group in the world. So they own part of Fearless. So how that works is every label underneath Concord is an indie label. So we're essentially on an indie label with this conglomerate behind it that only owns indie labels. So it's a pretty neat concept when you think about it.
Yeah, it is a neat concept. So you guys got some festivals coming up pretty soon, which includes Welcome to Rockville and Fort Rock. How does it feel to get back on the festival circuit?
We've never been on these festivals.
Oh, I would assume you've done these before.
Bands like us were invited to these back in when we were touring all the time. It was, I think, too heavy, maybe. And now obviously the music has changed. And with the accessibility of what's in your hand right now, you know, everyone has a streaming service in their back pocket and music is more widespread and more, you know, you'll start seeing a lot more bands like Under Oath or Dillinger Escape Plan. Well, not that they're not a band anymore, but bands like heavier bands of Mice and Men and, you know, so on and so forth.
There's a lot more heavier lane bands
get on the radio festivals and you see a lot of that, and that didn't used to happen. So this is our first run around the festival circuit block as far as
the states, yeah.
Rock on the Range and Carolina Rebellion and Lost Regis and all of these. Rock the Home and all that stuff.
Well, I got a feeling you're going to kill them all. So we got a couple more questions. After that, you got your own tour coming up called the No Fix Tour, right?
It's happening at the same time, yeah.
In between.
Between.
It's traveling in between the festivals, so cities in between the festivals.
Yeah, so who will be touring with you guys? You got a label mate with you or something?
No, label mate. A band called Dance Gavin Dance. Another band called Playable with Maya. And some friends of ours in a new band called Limbs. So they're opening up the night. So no label mates. I don't think of it. I don't know. No.
Well, I got a feeling this will be a good year for you guys for sure.
Yeah, we're really excited, man.
We're super happy with our record.
and the reaction it's been getting from both fans and critics.
It's been great.
Yeah.
It's been really great. I'm really happy.
I got one more question for you. You guys ready for this one?
We are.
Kind of a brain teaser a little bit, so you ready? Here we go.
Sure.
Who do you prefer, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
That's tough.
Yeah, I got you.
I mean, you got to go with the Beatles because they kind of started it. Right?
The Beatles are better songwriters, but I would rather listen to the Stones.
Same. Stones are so badass. Like, the attitude of the Stones was fucking sick.
The aesthetic of the Stones is way better than the aesthetic of the Beatles, but the Beatles were better songs.
Yeah, there's more songs with the Beatles that I think are songs you'll never forget. The rest, you know, since we were born till the day we died.
There's a lot of weird Stone shit in the 80s.
Yeah, there's some bad stuff.
There's some weird shit in the 80s.
Yeah.
Like goat's head soup. There's some fucking weird Stone stuff in the
80s. But Stone, they still rock though. I mean, they put out that song
Doom and Gloom.
Doom and Gloom.
2012. So
it's
good.
Still so
oh,
good.
Oh, yeah.
Still so good.
Stones, I would rather listen to. If I'm driving a car, I will always put on the Stones before the Beatles.
Same.
But the Beatles
were. But the real answer, is Led Zeppelin.
Oh, my man. Thank you very much. I got to go with the Rolling Stones because I love what they've done with music and how they incorporate different styles into their rock and roll.
Right.
Plus, not only that, my grandfather, who's a pastor, actually opened for them back in the 60s.
Cool.
As a pastor?
No, he was a singer-songwriter before he became a Christian pastor.
That's cool.
Yeah, and he's done it with Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Johnny Cash. He was, like, all over the place.
Cool.
There's a cool story behind that I'll tell you about the next time we meet, all right?
Cool. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, no problem. This was Under Oath. Be sure to get their new album, Erase Me, by Fearless Records. Good stuff on there. And they'll be hitting the festival circuit for the first time ever. It should be exciting. And be sure to catch them on the No Fix Tour. Be sure to catch them on Facebook, Instagram, their Twitter account, anywhere, so you know where they're going to be.
Ooh, yeah.
So, Aaron, Spencer, go kill it on Las Rages for me, will you?
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, we'll try.